This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. German animal shelter posts pet pictures to Tinder. In an effort to find pets good homes, the Munich Animal Welfare Association in Germany has started using Tinder, a popular dating app, to help increase pet adoption rates. After hiring an advertising agency to take professional headshots for 15 different cats and dogs, the shelter then posted the animal profiles to Tinder. This comes as a result of the increased pet adoption rate during the COVID-19 lockdowns. Many animal welfare groups worry the number of adoptions will reverse as pandemic restrictions ease and pet owners return to work. Benjamin Baelk from Tinder's communication team said that they thought Tinder would be a good way for potential adopters to find their perfect pet. "We hope that these animals really find a new partner, a perfect match in the long term and not just for a few weeks." So far, the response appears to be positive. Gillian Moss from the Munich Animal Welfare Association stated that the response has been insane and that it's exploding everywhere. Let's hope more animals will find their perfect match in this way. Leaded petrol era ends as Algeria stops pump sales. The UN has announced the official end to the era of leaded petrol as Algeria has stopped selling the fuel in service stations. Since the 1970s, nearly all petrol produced globally contained lead. After a 19-year-long campaign by the UN, countries around the world have been phasing out the use of leaded petrol. Algeria was the last to stop selling the fuel this July. Lead is poisonous and has been the cause of contamination of air, soil, dust, drinking water and food crops since it was first used in 1922. The UN has hailed the announcement as a huge milestone for global health and our environment, and officials estimate that this move will save more than 1.2 million premature deaths a year, while also improving air pollution levels around the world. This is an important move by Algeria as the effects of the last use of leaded petrol will be seen for decades to come. A study in London found remnants of the fuel still impacted the air quality in the city, despite banning the substance 20 years ago. Although levels have been decreasing, it will take a long time to clear the air of the contamination. Next, the UN plans on phasing out the use of fossil fuels in cars to opt for cleaner fuels and aims to reduce emissions by more than 80%. What an incredible step forward in the fight against pollution. Australia Paralympians to receive same medal bonus as Olympians by the government. Olympic gold medalists received a $20,000 bonus for winning big, but there is no such reward for their Paralympian equivalent. Silver and bronze medalists are also rewarded with $15,000 and $10,000 respectively. But Paralympics Australia don't have the financial resources to offer such reward schemes, sparing the funding for their teams in the summer and winter games. This omission has been pointed out during the Tokyo Games when the Olympic Rugby Sevens champion and AFLW player Chloe Delton launched a campaign to try and fund these bonuses for the Paralympians. Her funding campaign has raised over $80,000 of her $100,000 goal so far. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison decided the Australian Paralympians deserved to be rewarded in the same way as Olympians after winning 60 medals, 13 of which were gold medals. Morrison went on to acknowledge the work Paralympians put in to attend the Games and stated that the government would work with Paralympics Australia and other national sporting bodies to increase corporate sponsorship for para sports. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Shirley Raines. After losing one of her six children, Raines was inspired to find purpose to keep her going. 3 years ago, she started her non-profit Beauty to the Streets to help the homeless community in Skid Row, Los Angeles. She helps them by providing the homeless with haircuts, colouring, makeovers, showers and home-cooked meals. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, she has increased her efforts, offering hand sanitizer and masks. However, it has become more difficult to obtain resources for the community. This does not stop her as she hands out care packages 3 times a week on her own, and again on Saturdays with the team of 25 to pass out sleeping bags, tents and hygiene products in an attempt to help their situation. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material, not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think that you might like. In fact, have a listen to The World According to Wikipedia, hosted by Rebecca O'Neill and Fionnuala Murphy. Rebecca, a longtime wiki editor, takes her friend Fionnuala, a wiki novice, on a journey to ask all the wiki questions you want to know the answers to, talking to Wikipedia editors, experts and advocates to explore the oddly complex world of Wikipedia.
The World According to Wikipedia is a podcast that pops the hood of Wikipedia and invites you to take a look inside. Each episode, we will talk to someone from the Wikimedia community on topics like, why are only 18% of biographies about women? Can editing Wikipedia be a protest or activism? And what is it like for the communities working on the 200-plus Wikipedias that are not in English? Subscribe on your podcatcher of choice and follow us on Twitter at world_Wikipedia.
Did you know that hugs can make you happier? Scientists have found that hugging someone can reduce your stress levels, reduce pain, and make you feel generally happier. Human contact has been found to reduce anxiety and prevent people from isolating themselves. There is a chemical in our body called oxytocin, which is sometimes referred to by scientists as the cuddle hormone. When we hug or sit close to another person, the oxytocin levels in our body increases. This increases our happiness levels and reduces stress. Oxytocin also reduces blood pressure and the stress hormone norepinephrine. Scientists have also found that oxytocin has a stronger effect in women and noted the positive benefits in women who had better relationships and hugged their partners often. So the next time you are feeling down, go to a friend or a loved one and ask for a quick hug. It might just be the thing you need to brighten your day. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold it, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.